more questions over the DUP Tory £1 billion deal over the weekend. The newsletter Sam McBride reported that money from the supply and confidence agreement is being spent before it has been authorised by Parliament. Sam is online. Good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Vinny.
So set this out. What have you actually found out?
Essentially, what we've clarified here is something which has been perplexing a lot of people who have been following this, and certainly has led to confusion, even by the Northern Ireland Secretary of State, Karen Bradley. And last week, she said that she didn't think this money could be spent without some sort of minister in place in Northern Ireland to spend it. She then very quickly clarified that wasn't the case. Now it turns out that about £20 million of this is being spent at the moment, and that money should all be spent in terms of that first £20 million tranche by the end of March of this year. So really just about 69 or 70 days away from today, that money will all be spent. And yet there has been no vote on that in Parliament. And that is something which the government has consistently said, both to rival parties in terms of the opposition, both in terms of to the High Court, where this was challenged at various points last year. They have said that this would be subject to appropriate parliamentary authorisation. And it would seem that what the government is planning to do here is to effectively get retrospective approval from MPs next month, bring this to the House of Commons, have a vote on it. But by that stage, some of this money, it is very clear, will already have been spent.
Yeah.
And that, of course, throws up a huge question as to what the significance of that vote will then be.
So you're basically reporting that the government is planning to ask Parliament to approve the expenditure after some of that money has already gone from the government's account. So Parliament could vote to not approve the spending.
Well, that is a very obvious point. I think we've got a situation where the government has a small majority thanks to the DUP. The DUP are clearly going to vote for this. It's very clearly in their interest to do so. The government will be whipping their MPs to vote for this. So it would require a pretty substantial backbench rebellion for this to not go through. It would also require all of the opposition parties to vote against it. I think when we look at it in terms of the parliamentary seats there, it's very, very likely that this will go through. However, it's certainly not something which we can say there's absolutely no chance that it will fall.
So if it's likely to go through, Sam McBride, then what's the problem?
Well, there are two problems. First of all, there is a possibility that it could not go through. Some Tory backbench MPs were never happy about this. There are people who are plotting against Theresa May. There are all sorts of permutations there. Secondly, there's a far more fundamental principle here, and that is that Parliament ought to decide on public spending. That's a hundreds of years old really stance, which is very clear in terms of Parliament. And I think what is happening here is that this money is being wrapped into what are known as the supplementary estimates. Those come towards the end of the financial year, and those do contain an element often of retrospective approval, but that is almost invariably in cases of spending which is uncontroversial. Maybe an emergency has arisen within a department, and there has been a decision that in the public interest that money has to be spent, but it will be brought to Parliament. That is not the case here. This is a very, very different situation. First of all, this is very controversial spending, that's clear, and secondly, it's not some unforeseen eventuality which has come up at the last minute. This has been known about for months, and it would seem that a conscious decision has been taken not to apply for authorisation from Parliament before the money is spent, but to apply after some of it has already been spent.
Why do you think that's the case? So why do it this way around? Why not authorise it and then spend it instead of spending it and then asking for authorisation afterwards?
Well, there are various possibilities there. There was speculation at the weekend in the Times that perhaps the Tories are stringing this process out a little bit, that they are keeping the DUP on side by not actually giving them the money. So the money has been promised. But even if they get, by the end of this financial year, £20 million, that's a very small fraction of what is a £1 billion deal. So there's a certain sense that if the DUP don't get their hands on the money immediately, they can't go asking for further concessions in terms of other votes. That to a certain extent acts as a bit of a stick as well as a carrot. But I think also the government has been beset by all sorts of difficulties. The last thing that the Prime Minister needed over recent months was a very high-profile, very controversial standalone vote on the £1 billion. If this is wrapped into what is a wider public spending motion, perhaps there's a hope by the government that this will pass through the system almost on notice, that people will nod it through and will not quite realise that in one of the lines of the motion or of what is brought to the House, that there is this £20 million, which is explicitly part of the confidence supply deal with the DUP.
I want to bring in at this point businesswoman Gina Miller. Gina, it was last year that your lawyers found out that the DUP Tory deal money would have to be authorised by Parliament through the normal budgetary process. Your thoughts on what you're hearing from Sam McBride this morning?
Hello, good morning. I think everything Sam has said is very clear and I agree with, but his last statement is exactly my thinking, that the government are thinking that they could slip this under the radar.
That seems bizarre to expect no one to notice.
Well, it's not the first time that they're doing this. I think this government, as you know, have a record of trying to bypass Parliament and parliamentary processes and scrutiny. You can see it, first of all, with the case I brought. You can also see it with the withdrawal bill. And this payment, you know, they will do anything to stay in power. And one of the things they need to do is this payment that they promised to DUP. And when you look at it in light with, for example, things we heard back in November last year that were reported in the Times, that Damian Green was even talking about the DUP having this sort of secret aid for a secret aid paid for by Conservative funding, that they would get more money on top of the £1 billion. You know, there are all sorts of things going on behind the scenes that we need to have in the light and making sure it's going through the proper processes.
Sam McBride, the DUP sources said last year that the process of needing parliamentary approval for government expenditure is normal, and they do not think that there is any chance of Conservative rebels that you refer to disrupting the payment negotiated in June. So does that stand for retrospective approval?
Well, I think there are two aspects to that. First of all, is it likely that this will go through Parliament? I think the DUP are largely correct in that. It's overwhelmingly likely that it will go through. It was always overwhelmingly likely. And therefore, that being the case, why not bring it before the event? Why bring it after the event? I think something which is quite significant perhaps here is that last October, Geoffrey Donaldson, the DUP's chief whip at Westminster, told me that he expected parliamentary authorisation to be sought in November. Now, that obviously has not happened. It's now being brought in February in a retrospective sense in terms of some of the spending. And that to me suggests that there has been a conscious change of plan here, that this is not what was always intended, that at one point the government did plan to bring this to Parliament quite early in the process before the money was spent. And for whatever reason, someone in the process, and I don't think it's the DUP because it's in their interest to get this voted on as quickly as possible to tie it down. So someone in government, it would seem, has decided not to bring it to Parliament until some of the money has been spent.
Do you think that the DUP will be starting to get concerned? You mentioned the carrot and the stick in relation to the rest of the money, and that this might not come their way, and therefore there'll be a bit of a standoff where they have to be seen to react to the fact that the cash is not in our account over here.
I think the DUP certainly ought to have a degree of concern at this point. There is a very clear concern from the DUP's point of view that if this government falls at any point before this money is authorised, they don't get anything. So that is the biggest risk here for them, that if Jeremy Corbyn comes in or if another government comes in with its own majority, there is really no need for them, and there's certainly no need to be paying them or paying Northern Ireland, it should be said, this £1 billion in terms of what their votes are worth. So that is the biggest risk. But the second risk is really that this process drags on so long that it gets to the point where it seems like they don't have the clout that they said they have, and certainly which until now it has seemed that they have in terms of the Brexit process and other aspects of government policy. If they can't deliver the funding very quickly, I think people will start to ask those questions. And that's why it's important for them that even if this is a fairly small sum in terms of the overall picture, very important for them that it starts flowing quickly.
OK, well, I'll not ask you about deadlines in relation to that. Sam, thank you. Gina, just before we finish up, now that this has come to light, you know, is the rest of the UK paying as much attention to this £1 billion deal as we are in Northern Ireland? Is it going under the radar across the water?
It's not going to go under the radar, and we won't. I have in my hand a letter that was dated from the government on the 29th of August last year saying that it needs to have authorisation by Parliament. At the moment, we're talking about the 20 to 30 million, but that's only a small part of the overall payment, which is deemed as an exceptional payment, which does need to have authorisation. So you've got two bits that need to have authorisation, the retrospective payment, but also the much larger payment. Now, if government do not put that before Parliament soon, then we will go, because we've already issued what's called a pre-action letter, I will see clarification from the courts, and that will definitely bring it straight into the public attention.